United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Gwynne Elliott bringing you greetings for Guest Star, a transcribed program for United States Savings Bonds, presented each week at this time by this station as a public service. With it, we bring you this message, that automatic saving is sure saving. Buy savings bonds automatically through the part payment payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're not on a payroll, through the bond-a-month plan where you bank. Today, our guest is a man who's been one of the country's leading motion picture stars for a great many years, Mr. Pat O'Brien. The drama in which he will be featured has been written especially for his appearance on this program. So prepare for a fine show as we open our program with a selection by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Mr. Sosnick's arrangement of I Know That You Know. For our guest, Mr. Pat O'Brien. He plays the lead in a dramatic story of tolerance entitled No Redheads Wanted by Harry Lawrence.
Rube Miller wasn't exactly a bad boy, but when a kid runs around with a gang, he does what the gang does. One night, the gang splashed paint on the walls of a synagogue and broke one of the windows. When the cops came, most of the gang got away. Red Miller didn't. And next morning in court...
This being your first offense, young man, I'm going to suspend your sentence and parole you to Father Cassidy of the St. Mary's Parochial School. I suggest that you report to the good father this morning.
So, on this same bright summer morning, Red Miller marched into the office of Father Cassidy.
Hello, son. What can I do for you?
Judge Harper told me to come here. Here I am.
Oh, yes, yes. You're Andrew Miller. I bet they call you Red, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Well, Red, the judge has sort of thrown us together, whether we like it or not. So let's start out by being friends, all right?
Okay.
Now, the judge expects me to give you a long lecture about being a good boy. What do you say we fool him? Suppose we cut out the lecture.
I don't mind.
Oh, don't just say that to be polite. If you really want the lecture, I got it dandy. That is, if I can remember it. Haven't used it for a long time because you fellas fool me.
We do?
Yes, Red, you do. Just when I think a boy like you needs a lecture, I find that all he needs is an opportunity. An opportunity to direct that youthful energy into better channels. Say, do you play baseball?
Sure, whenever I get a chance to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. We start our baseball tournament next week. Northside Playgrounds against the Southside. I'm coach of the Northside.
Yeah? Say, that's all right.
Yeah. Well, too bad you can't be on one of my teams.
Well, I live on the Northside.
I know, but I don't use fellows who have red hair.
You don't?
Nope. No redheads allowed. That's a rule I've laid down.
But what's the matter with us redheads? Don't we make good ball players?
Some of you are excellent ball players. But redheads are quarrelsome. They're hard to manage. They don't take orders.
Not all redheads are like that.
No, but I had one or two I didn't like, so I laid down the rule. No redheads allowed.
But look, just because one redhead gave you trouble, you shouldn't put them all in the same class. You're losing a lot of good ball players that way.
Well, maybe I am. That's the way I feel about it.
Look, why should it make any difference what color a guy's hair is? Why not judge a fella for what he is?
In other words, Red, you think I'm showing prejudice. Hmm?
Well, yeah.
You think I'm being unreasonable. You think that above all others, I, a priest, should be tolerant. That I should judge people by what's in their hearts, not by what is on their heads.
Well, something like that, yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. I am intolerant. As long as I bar redheads in the playground teams. By the way, I just made that rule up a moment ago. You've talked me out of it already. Don't you see, Red? We both made the same mistake. It doesn't make any difference what color a boy's hair is or what color his skin is. The only way to judge any person is by what's in his heart. By what use he makes of the talents that God has given him.
I think I get what you mean.
Now, from what the judge tells me, you've been a little on the intolerant side yourself. But you didn't get that way until you ran around with the gang, now, did you?
No, sir. I used to play with all different colors and kinds of kids. And I never thought anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that proves what I say. Hate of another person's race or religion is not a natural thing. It has to be taught. You learn it from someone. Therefore, if intolerance can be taught, tolerance can also be taught.
That sounds reasonable.
Well, suppose you and I work together on that. Do you suppose you can teach me to be tolerant of redheads? Can you teach me that a redhead can be a good ball player?
I'll try to, Father. I'll do my best.
And do you suppose I can teach you to tolerate the fact that fellows of other races and religions can be good ballplayers, too?
I never looked at it like that before. You know, Father, I think you got something there.
Great number of good people think so, Red. Better people than we are. What position do you play?
Shortstop.
Well, by a strange coincidence, we need a good shortstop on the Riverside Playground team. Say, hope you can hit pretty well. Southside pitchers, they've got plenty on the ball.
Father, with you coaching us, how can we lose? You got plenty on the ball yourself.
Congratulations, Red. Congratulations. You and your Riversiders are now the playground champions.
Well, why not? Look at the team you helped us build. Little old Jaime Schwartz got a hit every time up.
Yeah, how do you like that? 5 for 5.
And what a game Big Boy Jackson pitched. A 6-hitter. Boy, when Big Boy grows up, he's going to be another Satchel Paige.
Big Boy certainly delivered the goods. But as you say, Red, it was the teamwork that did it. All of you together. You, Jaime, Tony, Ole, Big Boy, and all the gang.
Sure. We all pitched in and worked together.
And that's the way it should be. Do you remember what we talked about the first day you came into my office?
Sure. I taught you how to be tolerant of the redheads.
So you did. And I tried to teach you a little tolerance, too. How well did I succeed? Tell me, Red, Is there any difference between you and Jaime Schwartz?
Sure there's a difference. There's a big difference. I'm a better fielder than Jaime, but when it comes to hitting, brother, can Jaime sock that old apple?
For an inspiring performance. We're going to be bringing you back to our microphone in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, here's more music from Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. This time, it's the Blue Danube. Star returns with an important message. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat O'Brien.
I'm delighted to have had the opportunity to appear on this program because I feel very strongly on the subject of United States saving bonds. I believe that it's important for every family to have something to fall back on in case of an emergency. A financial cushion, if you will. And there is, to my mind, no better way to set up such a reserve than through the regular, systematic purchase of United States savings bonds. Now, I recommend them to you for three reasons. First, because they're absolutely safe, backed by your government. Second, because they're profitable, paying back $4 for every $3 invested in just 10 years. And third, because they're an investment in the best country on the face of the earth. So buy savings bonds, friends, and buy them regularly. Bye, everybody. See you again soon.
For the past quarter hour, you have heard the transcribed feature Guest Star, sponsored by United States Savings Bonds and presented each week at this time by this station as a public service. We're especially grateful to today's guest, Pat O'Brien, the well-known motion picture star, for a great performance. In the supporting cast were Henry Blair, who played the part of Red, Barton Yarbrough, who played the judge, and Peter Leeds, who acted as narrator. The play was directed by Louis Graff, and Harry Salzman conducted the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Next week, we'll have another fine star to take part in our show, so be sure to tune in. Meanwhile, this is Wynne Elliott saying goodbye with the reminder that there is no finer, no safer investment for your family nest egg than United States Savings Bonds.